Would you join me in praying for inmates as I go into the prison today and try to be an encouragement to those men who have made certainly mistakes in life, some of them blatant, some of them willful, some of them neglectful. But isn't that like all of us? Haven't we all committed sins of omission as well as commission? That is to say, we've left out things that we should have done, and we have committed those things that we should not have done. But you know, as Jesus would call us to be an encourager to others, Paul did that very thing for a group of believers in a town called Corinth. Now, they weren't locked up inside a prison, but I believe that Paul would have us to be reminded that people can have prisons of their own making, or that they can have afflictions that were inevitable in being a follower of Jesus. There in Corinth, many of them were persecuted. Some of them certainly were imprisoned in a physical prison, but most of them were oppressed, all because of their relationship with Jesus Christ. Paul wanted the Corinthians to know that in the midst of their trouble, God was their source of help. My friend, that's my encouragement to you today. No matter what you're facing, as you are in the midst of some kind of test or trial today, some kind of trouble, God is your source for help. He would come to your side as he came to their side. He helped them to have godly responses. You know what? Paul gave one of the reasons that God allowed suffering and brought divine comfort. And that was so that the Corinthians might have the empathy, not just sympathy, not just feeling for somebody, but feeling with somebody, because they'd been through it too, to enter into people's sorrow and to comfort them. Listen to what Paul would say in 2 Corinthians 1, starting in verse 3, just a few verses here. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. If we're distressed, it's for your comfort and salvation. If we're comforted, it's for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. We don't want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia, Paul wrote. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death. But this happened. Listen to this, my friend. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we've set our hope that he will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers. Then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. My friend, when we suffer, we've got to remember that God will bring comfort to us through his word, by the Holy Spirit, and you know what? Through fellow believers. And that's how he's going to bring comfort to other people, through his word, by the Holy Spirit, and through you, and through me. God doesn't comfort us so that we'll be comfortable. We're comforted by God so that we might be comforters. I want to say that again because it's powerful. When you think about this concept in going through a trial and asking God to comfort you, he's going to do it, my friend. But he doesn't comfort us so that we'll be comfortable. He comforts us so that we would be comforters. Heavenly Father, I pray for my friend listening in right now. Whatever she's going through, whatever he's facing, would you be their comforter today, God? And would they take that comfort? And would they share it with those around them? Would they become comforters to those around them? We just ask all of this, Lord, knowing that when you permit trials, you also provide comfort. And we stand upon that truth. In Jesus' blessed name, amen.